Moira, good morning.
Hello, Sean. How are you going?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Absolute pleasure to get you on the program.
My pleasure, yes.
First off, would you mind sort of explaining to us a little bit about the true events this play is based off?
Well, Timothy Daly, who speaks German, was rifling through some records and he found a transcript of a court case where this couple in northern Germany had done just what you described. They found a man in the birch forest and took him into their house and discovered by looking at his papers that he was a Jew. And because of the situation in Germany at the time, when the Americans and the Russians were approaching, the war was nearly ending, and I think they were aware of it. A lot of it is not based on absolute fact because the records were lost. There was huge destruction in northern Germany at that time. People were living mainly on the black market. There was no food. There was massive air raids from the Americans. So it was dangerous times. They took him into their house and discovered that he was a jeweler and a watchmaker. And the man, this part I think is Timothy Daly's imagination, but the fact that they'd hidden him in the attic and told him that the Americans had surrendered is actually based on fact. And that's the amazing ultimate fake news. Couldn't get more fake news than that.
Well, it's absolutely an extraordinary story and obviously incredibly reprehensible characters. How do you begin to approach, you know, a sort of a topic like this, directing characters like this when we are talking about true events? And even if we were to dismiss the fact we don't know much about the court case, the individuals involved themselves, we know what was going on during the war and the incredible acts of cruelty we saw during World War II. How do you begin to approach characters that are in that mind frame?
Well, look, it's very multifaceted. You must understand that we've never really, on the stage that is, learned much about what the peasants, the rural people, the Germans on the ground were having to handle during the war and what their frame of mind is. And that, to me, was extremely interesting. The way the story is written, the wife brings the man home and the man who is battling to feed himself, her, and eventually the man in the attic, uses the situation to help him survive. So really, I suppose the answer is, what would one do in order to survive? The circumstances were dire. They were starving. They didn't know what their new masters were. You know, as he says in the play, they've had years of Nazi lies, and then they have now the Americans. Who do they trust? So it really is a question of morals under extreme circumstances. So that's something that, you know, anybody, even living in wonderful Australia, peaceful Australia, you know, you do get into circumstances where you have to make decisions.
Mm.
And that's what the play is about, decisions. You know, what do we tell him? How do we use the situation to further our survival? The characters make different choices, and that's what makes it interesting. The wife has an enormous moral conflict in that she actually wants to tell him, and the husband realizes that by keeping him in mystery about the situation, they can keep on bartering the goods that he's repairing for food. So he takes the goods to the farmers and exchanges them for food. And that's how they keep alive. So it's a story about survival, I think. And that's something we're all, you know, we all have some inkling of what it takes to survive, what's needed, the sort of decisions.
And it's somewhat unusual. I mean, Timothy Daly, I understand, he is Australian. And as I mentioned there, we've seen huge amounts of accolades for this play, both here and overseas, but why has it taken so long to get this adaptation going here in Australia?
Oh, Sean, I don't know how to answer that one. You know, he's got his theories. Look, I picked up the play about 6 years ago, and I'd actually programmed to produce it, and then I was told to take hands off because there was an embargo on a theatre production as they were about to do a film. So it's been around. I think Timothy hasn't been in Australia for a while. He's done a lot of work overseas. So I'm not sure how many people were actually aware of it as a script. I was, because I had produced Kafka Dancers, his award-winning play. I'd produced that in South Africa after seeing the wonderful production here in Sydney. So I was sort of aware of his work. Don't know else what, how I'd want to describe it. Also, of course, I'm very partial to plays with Jewish themes, because that's what I've been doing for the last 12 years. So I'd sort of be sensitive to the fact that it was there in the background waiting to be produced.
Well, of course, best of luck with the play now. Thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us, having a bit of a chat with us about this one.
Thank you very much, Sean.